Welcome back. You know, if it was up to RFK, Rojo, and the brain trust that is Donald Trump, we'd all be pumping ivermectin, drinking bleach, and using sunlight to cure that COVID. It's too much. It's too much. Speaking of what is permitting this stupidity to replace the wisdom of actual medical science, actual good data analysis, all of the things that many of us learned about, you know, like the scientific method back in grade school, middle school.
People who know what they're talking about, right, Maggie? The experts out there, right?
Actual subject matter expert. Mm-hmm. All of that nonsense, though I make fun of it, is indicative of a through-the-looking-glass moment that we are now in this country. Jim Santel, the former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, also host of Amicus, a law review on Saturdays across this network from 9 to 11, is with us to help us understand this. But I'm just going to give you all the punchline now, and then we're going to fill in how we got here. Here is the bottom line. Through the Supreme Court's shadow docket yesterday, they have basically ruled that Donald Trump can fire for any reason, no reason, simply to stock so-called independent federal agencies with people that are personally loyal to Donald Trump. By so doing, the Supreme Court has set the stage for basically ensuring that every federal agency, including those about which Congress specifically legislated and required their independence, will no longer be independent. Every federal agency, apparently according to the Supreme Court shadow docket yesterday, is going to now turn into a political arm of the White House. And to be clear here, ladies and gentlemen, this is incredibly bad for small businesses. This is bad for regular people who can't pay millions of dollars to buy their own islands and filter their own air and water. It's bad for all of us, regular people, if a president can use federal agencies that are supposed to be serving the U.S. citizen and resident and turn them instead into political propaganda machines to support that president. If this appears or sounds shocking to you, I assure you, my friends, this is not hyperbole. This is the reality under the kangaroo court that is today's U.S. Supreme Court.
It's doing nothing short of changing the way that government works, Maggie, right? Right?
And in nearly every single case. So set this up for the listeners, Jim. What is this case? And it is, in fact, one of many, many cases,
right,
relating to Donald Trump's attempted firing of folks without cause that have come before the court, meaning the Supreme Court. And virtually all of those have been held by this Supreme Court on its shadow docket without analysis, without authoring an opinion.
Without argument, without briefs.
Without argument, without briefs to support the president's ability to fire people, even though Congress required the president to have cause.
Absolutely.
To fire these people. That's what's, to flesh this out for people. How did we get to this moment?
Absolutely. And that point cannot be overstated. As you said, Maggie, Congress establishes these independent agencies. Yes, this is kind of wonky. There are people who sit around the cabinet table in the White House, and then there are independent agencies that work on your behalf separate and apart from the executive. And those include things like the National Labor Relations Board, unions, labor in America, the Merit Systems Protection Board, very wonky again, that protects civil servants in America. We've got the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and this, of course, is the Federal Trade Commission, right? The agency that enforces consumer protection issues, antitrust laws, those kinds of things. Way back in the springtime, Donald Trump decides he's going to fire a couple of people. One of them is named Rebecca Kelly Slaughter. and her name is now attached to this shadow docket case. And he says, I've got the capacity to do it, the authority to do it. Turns out that, of course, she pushes back on this, and you've got the lower courts saying, no, you cannot do that. That's said both by a district court and an appeals court, and goes up to the Supreme Court on the emergency docket. We got to have emergency action on this issue, Supreme Court. And as you said yesterday, the Supreme Court, contrary to the very commission by which the FTC is put together, contrary to the way in which Ms. Slaughter works as one of the commissioners there, one of five, says, go ahead and do just that. You can do just that, Mr. President. And as you say, it is significant for the FTC, hugely important for all Americans, but it has this consequence well beyond. It opens up this door to all these federal agencies not subject to presidential oversight and firing, and opens the possibility that they all could again be brought under this unitary executive theory. The president is responsible to and for everything and changes the way that government works. It is horrifying. And again, it is done on the shadow docket. We've got no explanation. We do have, of course, we've got the dissent on this. And that is, of course, written by Elena Kagan. And she goes at it. And she says, what are you doing once again? If there's something, Maggie, if I can commend to your listeners, read the 2 or 3 page dissent from Elena Kagan. She is upset beyond words and goes on to say, of course, that the kind of thing that you're doing here, not only unconstitutional and illegal, she says, although the majority of justices are raring, her word, to overturn a precedent, which also guides this, for now it remains in effect.
Truly, truly shocking. We're going to come back to this topic. We are going to show you how Donald Trump effectively believes and has now the agreement of the Supreme Court to make everything that is happening in the federal government in service of his political, financial, and power ambitions. It ain't supposed to be this way. Don't go anywhere. We continue to dig in. Tom Homan, the bag man, allegedly, but no investigation for him. We discuss all of it and so much more right here next on the Civic Media Radio Network.